Welcome to the Public News Service Daily Newscast for Tuesday, August 8th, 2017. I'm Mary Sherman. North Korea responds harshly to UN sanctions. New research suggests minority populations are sustaining some rural communities. And a public comment period on methane pollution protections is about to come to a close. Hear those stories and more in today's news. And we begin with North Korea's rebuffing of harsh new UN sanctions Monday. And the country threatened to defend itself with nuclear weapons if necessary. This as Secretary of State Rex Tillerson repeated an offer to bargain with the outcast nation under the right circumstances. North Korean Foreign Minister Ri Yong-ho told diplomats that his country will never negotiate away what he called a rational strategic option against the threat of attack from the U.S. And he dismissed the U.N. Security Council sanctions approved Saturday as illegal, appearing to rule out talks that the Trump administration, in a diplomatic partnership with China and Russia, is offering the country. Back here in the States, minorities are increasingly becoming the lifeblood of some rural communities, helping many grow and slowing the economic decline of others, according to a new report. The story from Suzanne Potter in Arizona.
Analysts from Headwaters Economics, a nonprofit, nonpartisan research firm, crunched the numbers from the U.S. Census and the American Community Survey from 1980 to 2015 and found that 99% of rural counties in the West saw an increase in populations of Hispanics, other people of color, and foreign-born residents. Kelly Pale, a co-author of the report, says in places where the overall population is down, the influx of young minority families is keeping the school districts open and bolstering the labor force.
Because minority populations tend to be younger on average than non-Hispanic white populations, they inject youth and cultural diversity and economic vitality into places, some of which would otherwise be shrinking.
The data show that since 1980, Santa Cruz County, which includes Nogales on the Mexican border, grew 130% in total population. La Paz County, which includes Parker, grew 147%. One outlier is Greenlee County on the New Mexico border, which shrank by 21%.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions hit back hard at Chicago Monday after the city filed a lawsuit that argues the Trump administration's bid to withhold public safety grants from so-called sanctuary cities is illegal. Sessions says the Trump administration will not simply give away grant dollars to city governments that proudly violate the rule of law and protect criminal aliens at the expense of public safety. The Trump administration's attempts to roll back clean air protections were dealt a temporary setback last week in court. But as Eric Galatis reports, the EPA is forging ahead with plans to suspend a federal rule that limits methane pollution at new oil and gas sites for 2 years.
Christine Berg, the mayor of Lafayette, says more than 3 million Coloradans live in areas where ozone pollution exceeds clean air standards, and now is not the time to allow industry to release even more harmful toxins.
We know that this particular rule is in the favor of our children's health, and delaying it by a month, let alone 2 years, will have an egregious impact on the health and safety of our children.
Berg notes smog-forming pollution takes the biggest toll on children whose lungs are still developing. EPA Director Scott Pruitt claims the rule is a burden on the oil and gas industry and costs jobs. Last week, a D.C. appeals court told the agency it had to enforce the rule and said delays were adding substantial levels of hazardous air pollutants such as benzene and formaldehyde into the air of communities near wells.
A report that looks in depth at how climate change is robbing crops of nutrition says there will be more hungry people and more suffering due to vitamin deficiencies.
Samuel Myers, an environmental health researcher at Harvard School of Public Health, conducted a study in 2014 that found higher levels of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere are likely to reduce the protein, iron, and zinc content of rice, wheat, peas, and other food. Myers has now taken that a step further, calculating through the year 2050 the number of people within each country that won't be getting enough nutrients. He says the impact will be felt mostly by the poor.
It's the wealthier people around the world who have the largest carbon footprints and the poorest people who are the most vulnerable to these effects. And so there really is sort of a social justice or equity element to this.
According to the report, more than 350 million children age 1 to 5 and about a billion women of childbearing age live in countries where the amount of dietary iron is projected to fall by about 4%. I'm Veronica Carter reporting.
Researchers say loneliness may be more hazardous to your health than obesity, and a growing number of Americans are at risk. The findings presented at this year's annual convention of the American Psychological Association shows loneliness could pose an even greater threat to public health than obesity, and other research has found it even rivals the risks of smoking. As the Missouri law enforcement community mourns the death of an officer killed in the line of duty, there's a concern being quietly voiced about the lack of self-care for officers whose mental wellness is put at risk every day. Kevin Patrick has the story.
Dr. Olivia Johnson, founder of the Blue Wall Institute, says officers throughout the state are under pressure to respond to criticism of police tactics while also dealing with the life-threatening nature of their jobs. What's more, she says, many officers hesitate to admit what they're feeling.
They're afraid that if they go tell someone that they may be having thoughts of suicide or self-harm or suicidal ideations based on the fact that they haven't been dealing with the stress and trauma that they've seen on the job, they're afraid of losing their careers, their guns, their badges, and the trust of their peers.
37-year-old Gary Michael was shot and killed Sunday night during a traffic stop in Clinton. Johnson says events like that send shockwaves through the law enforcement community.
I'm Mary Sherman for Public News Service, member and listener supported, and online at publicnewsservice.org.